Central Victoria's Gold Shirt. If I could turn back time, it's 14 past 8. If you're having a birthday, anniversary or any special occasion, let us know. You can be part of the celebration files with thanks to the Bendigo Aquatic Centre. Go to goldcentralvictoria.com.au. The celebration files, weekdays at 20 to 8 on the Brekkie Show with Bruce Lees. Time for the dog spots. A very good morning to Joe from Rogers Pups. G'day, Joe.
Good morning, Sean.
How are you going on this Saturday morning?
Oh, it's beautiful weather out there. It was a little bit cold this morning, but it's beautiful out there now.
Now, you got a message from Bridie.
That's
all I'm going to say. What's Bridie after?
We're scared that we might ruin some surprise. Nope. So Bridie asked us a question about getting a new pup.
Yep.
And what would be the key things to set this pup up to succeed and for this pup to be in the family for a long time.
So starting from scratch.
She's starting from scratch.
Yep.
Now, this pup may be a rescue pup. So it's good to get, firstly, as much background as you can to find out what kind of issues you might be inheriting. So if this puppy's come from a backyard breeder or a puppy mill or puppy farm, there might be some things that we need to do to help this puppy grow into a happy, healthy little pup. Now, there's five key things that I would suggest to anybody getting a brand new puppy, especially this time of year when people are thinking about buying puppies. Two key things to start. Make sure you reinforce the behaviours you want. Right from the start, and make sure you don't reinforce the behaviours you don't want. So classic example, dog scratching at the glass door to come in and the dog's making a racket. Mum or dad doesn't want the noise, so they open the door and let the dog in. You've just reinforced, given that dog a smacko for scratching on the door. So the dog trainer comes over and says, all right, now we're not going to reward the dog for scratching on the door. So what happens is the dog scratches on the door like the dog's always done and nobody lets the dog in. So the dog goes, oh, okay, well, I must have to do it harder and faster and louder to get people to come and let me in. So we have what we call an extinction burst, where the dog is more committed to doing the behaviour. And then somebody lets them in because they think, oh, God, the behaviour is getting worse, and they let the dog in. So what we've inadvertently taught the dog is now you've got to do the behaviour at this level, not at the previous level. So just make sure even a look to a dog is reinforcing behaviour. So if you don't want to reinforce a behaviour, say the dog jumps on a chair. Don't talk to the dog, don't interact with the dog, don't look at the dog until such time as they go back to doing something that you want them to do and reinforce them for that. So that's rule number one, reinforce the behaviours you want, don't reinforce the behaviours you don't want. Now, before getting a brand new four-legged bundle of joy, I would recommend that you sit down as a family and decide what the in-house rules are going to be. It's great for dogs to be inside and outside dogs, so let's decide what we're going to have and what we're not going to have. So, for example, if jumping up on people is something we don't want in the next few years, then we never reinforce that behaviour. We don't look, we don't touch, we don't talk, we do nothing. We pretend as if it's not happening at all.
So you got the whole family on the same page?
Everybody, because yep. Consistency to dogs is the key. If they know that black and white is black and white, you will see a behaviour disappear like that. But if little Johnny lets the dog do it, dad doesn't let the dog do it, mum does, what you'll find is the dog goes, oh, okay, so sometimes I can do it and sometimes I can't. They don't go, well, on with mum, I'm allowed to do X, Y, and Z. They just make it grey and then it's confusing.
Yep.
And then what we often do is we get frustrated and then we tell the dog off. And the dog's going, hang on a minute, you dog trained me to do this. So another key, what are the rules? Is the dog going to be allowed on beds? Is the dog not going to be allowed on beds? Are we going to allow the dog to take food while they're around the table? All those kind of things. Because once everybody knows what the rules are,
the dog knows the rules and follows the rules.
Follow the rules. Yep. Exactly right. Second, what socialization is to dog training, it's the same as location for real estate. You want to get your dog out in a controlled environment, seeing the world and experiencing and meeting new people. However, the puppies can get a very nasty disease, which we've talked about before, parvo.
Yep.
So you don't want to put your dog on the ground, in the dirt, or let people touch while you're outside, because they can contract it that way. Next one, don't use punishment. So telling your dog off, yelling and screaming, smacking the dog, and believe you me, I've tried everything. It doesn't work. Science has proven that punishment does not work. All it does is make your dog afraid of you.
I'll give you an example of my dog. When I bought my dog, I put her in the laundry the first night and she just howled and howled and howled. And I yelled and screamed. Did nothing. And I think she ended up spending the night on the bed, I think, in the end, because I got sick of it. And then I just kept persevering. Eventually, I closed the door and eventually she just stopped.
Yeah, exactly right. If you don't reinforce it, they're natural survivalists. They'll just give it up. So that's the key to it. And I think sometimes because we yell and scream, we're actually teaching the dog to yell and scream in their language.
Yep.
So punishment, choke chains, it's gone. Science has proven that that stuff does not work. It might work in the moment, but what you're breaking down is your relationship with your dog, the trust and the confidence to think that you're going to do the right thing.
So reward good behaviour.
Good behaviour. And finally, find a really good puppy program and get enrolled. Now, you want a program that's focused on the psychology and teaching you, not a program about products.
Okay. How old can you take your puppy to puppy training? What sort of age? I think we've mentioned this before. What sort of age?
Yeah, lots of puppies.
Is it 6 months or...?
You can do it earlier. There are some really good vet programs around that start at about 6 weeks of age.
Okay.
And then you can go on to from maybe 8 to 16. And then if you can, keep going, because the more your dog learns in that early part of life, the best dog you're going to have.
Fantastic advice, Joe. I'm going to put you on the spot. We've got a message for next week as well. Did I leave it with you?
You certainly did.
What are we going to talk about next week?
So we're going to talk about mosquitoes next week and what we can do to help our little furry four-leggeds stay comfortable.
If you've got a problem with your dog, drop Joe a line, goldcentralvictoria.com.au. You'll see the dog spot page. Thanks, Joe. We'll talk next Saturday morning.
Thanks, Sean. Have a good day.